that sweet aroma. I'm bold and beautiful, I can hardly wait to taste. Early morning, Scott Harold on the radio is about to make my day.
Talking to Ed Stetzer on SWS Radio. He's a best-selling author, and he's the dean of the School of Mission, Ministry, and Leadership at Wheaton College. Good morning, Ed.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
So do you feel like our culture is actually a lot different today compared to when we were kids, Ed, or does technology and social media just make us more aware of the crazy brokenness in our world at a rapid rate?
Oh, no. It's definitely different. I mean, there's a shift that's gone on, and what was mainstream culture maybe 50 years ago, I wasn't a kid 50 years ago, but maybe 50, 60 years ago, is now sort of not mainstream culture. And what people believe, what Christians believe, is less received by the culture. Now it's kind of out of the mainstream. But yeah, social media shapes everything. A more secular culture shapes everything. The loss of a kind of a Judeo-Christian consensus. Man, all that's changed. It's a very real change out there.
So how do we keep hope, Ed, when we know that sin has such a stronghold on people around us that have a different belief system than we do, but we realize we have no control over any of this?
Yeah. Well, first, you know, I mean, I've read the end of the book, Jesus Wins, so I always have a sense of hope. There's always some of that there, and I think that's key. But I think for all of us, I mean, ultimately, what we've got to be careful about, you know, some people, man, they're just sort of jumping in to the outrage, right? So they're jumping into the anger that's out there, and I don't think it's helpful when I see some comment on Facebook that's just terrible and angry and ungodly, and I click on the link and it's the first thing in their bio is, you know, Christian, follower of Jesus. And so what I would say is we don't need to be like the world. We need to be like Jesus. We need to be different from the world. And I think by doing so, we're actually showing a different way, right? And so the difference is, Scott, is that we're bringing our best, you know, when the world's at its worst. And man, what a divided time we live in today. And I think it's only going to get worse. I mean, I can't predict the future. I'm not a prophet, the son of a prophet. I work at a nonprofit organization, so I can't predict the future. But it looks like it's getting worse. But this is the opportunity for Christians to shine in the darkness. The light is the brightest.
We're talking about living in Christians in an age of outrage with author Ed Stetzer on SWS Radio. And Ed, you've extensively researched the whole issue about what concerns Christians. You've researched culture. You've worked with students. And frankly, we all know it when we log on to social media. It's just like everybody's arguing. There's outrage. I mean, how do we bring out our best as Christ followers in a world that really is at its worst?
Well, and that's why I wrote the book, Christians in the Age of Outrage, and we actually have a whole chapter on social media. Now, it's not just about social media, but here's the deal. I mean, the answer can't be for us to hate each other more and more loudly. And I think as Christians, you can't hate a people and reach a people at the same time. So the answer has to be a different path. Think about this. People are being hours on the day discipled by their cable news network. They're being discipled by their social media feeds. And I think we need some new sources that shape us with a biblical worldview, with a heart that's driven by a missional impulse to show and share the love of Jesus in a broken, hurting world. Not just evangelism, though I obviously care deeply about that. I lead the Billy Graham Center that's focused on evangelism here at Wheaton College. But what I would say is I think for all of us, just how we relate to others has to reflect more of the gospel and Christian living and less of just going along with the patterns of the world. Again, we got to ask how to bring our best when the world's at its worst.
So as we navigate this age of outrage, you just talked about a missional impulse. Talk about what that actually is and how we reset.
John 20:21, Jesus says, as the Father has sent me, so send I you. So that means the disciples then, that's 2,000 years ago, and the disciples now are sent by Jesus on mission in the world. And so how then do we do that in every aspect of our life? How do we engage our coworkers? How do we engage our family? How do we engage on social media? So I think one of the key things is to see ourselves as ambassadors. You know, Paul talks about himself and this group of missionaries is with us. We're ambassadors for Christ. Well, I think that's true for us. So I'm not here to represent my political persuasion. I'm not here just to represent my view of what should be this way or that way. I'm here to represent Jesus and his kingdom. And I do that, and we have a whole chapter on what's called winsome love, love that is attractive to people. Because Jesus talks about that. He said they'll know you are Christians by your love. And I think ultimately, that's not what we're often known for today. Now, I think there are things we got to stand up for, Scott, things we got to speak up on, but we do so in a way that honors Christ, that ties into our view of what the scriptures teach and more. We do so as followers of Jesus, not as followers of some campaign on social media or some cable network that's sort of shaping us and more.
We're talking to Ed Stetzer today on SOS Radio, how we bring out our best in a world that's often at its worst. And your new book, Christians in the Age of Outrage. You mentioned the 1886 book, The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. And a lot of times as Christians, that might be how we're perceived sometimes.
For good reason. It's surprising to me, Scott, that people, I mean, here, you and I are having this conversation, people are listening, and people have normal conversations like this. Then they sometimes just go all Jekyll and Hyde on us when they get online or when they get in an argument. And I don't think we leave our Christian faith and our Christian commitment behind when we engage sort of differently, when we engage in different contexts. And so if we could just, you know, I mean, think about this, like social media. This book's not just about social media. It's about the age of outrage in general. But think about social media. Man, this is, I don't know, it's maybe 10 years old as a major phenomenon. I'm back in the 90s. I was on this thing called CompuServe, and then we had these forums, but that didn't really, it's not the same. So we're 10 years into the age of social media. When was the last time our listeners heard a sermon or a Bible study on submitting your social media to the Lordship of Jesus Christ? Oh, that is needed so deeply, for sure.
I know, because we're supposed to be the same person inside and out and in life that is related to our business or where we volunteer or where we're in school and when we're in church.
Yep, the definition of that is called not being a hypocrite. Hypocrite's from an old Greek word. You would sort of change your mask in a play. And sometimes people, their online persona is very different than their actual human persona. And typically what's odd is it's sort of better in person, which is good. It's not always better in person, but it's typically better in person, which is probably better than it being worse in person. But I mean, so for all of us, when we look at kind of the moment we're in, we got to come back to the mission we're on. And so I think our online activity needs to be aligned with our gospel mission. But not just that. One of the things we talk about in Christians in the Age of Outrage is you can do some small things like just go and engage a neighbor. So we actually talk about maybe making a list of your neighbors and praying for them and seeking to show and share the love of Jesus to them. Do small acts of service and ministry by having a faithful presence. So it's not just social media, but part of the challenge is, of course, well, we're kind of cantankerous on social media. Some people say, well, I just want to be Frank. Well, if your name's not Frank, don't just be Frank. But our neighbors also see that. So if we're a Christian, most of our neighbors are not, which is probably true in most neighborhoods in the U.S., and they see just vitriol and, well, these people are idiots and we're smarter and these people are stupid, but Christians know better. And your neighbors are seeing that, and eventually they'll mute you, but they see that. They can be actually kind of confused by the neighbor they see in the neighborhood, the neighbor they see online. So take some neighborly engagement. You know, neighbor can be a verb. We got to neighbor some people. And in doing so, we'll build some relationships that can make a gospel difference.
We're talking about how we navigate life as a Christ follower in this age of outrage with author Ed Stetzer on SOS Radio. And frankly, that's what his new book is called, Christians in the Age of Outrage, How to Bring Out Our Best When the World's at Its Worst. But Ed, in the Bible, it does talk about how there is righteous anger. You know, you think about Jesus' final week on earth before the crucifixion, you know, he stormed into the temple. He overturned the money changers. He says, be angry, but do not sin. What have you learned about anger when it's righteous versus just outrage when we just feel like we're flying off the handle?
My outrage is righteous anger. People saying we need to get angry. Jesus was angry. Well, here's the thing. Jesus was angry. And Scripture speaks about how God pours out his wrath, his anger on evildoers because he's perfectly holy. But we also know, you've already mentioned, Ephesians 4:26 says, be angry and do not sin. So how do we know? Well, righteous anger is directed towards things that anger God. And so where there's injustice, where there's brokenness, where life is at risk and more. Think about in the Gospel of Mark, Jesus says he looked around at them with anger, grieved at the hardness of their heart. Now, it wasn't so much the fact that Jesus was angry, but on the source of his anger. These people had manipulated a suffering man here to try to entrap Jesus, use the Sabbath as excuse, and Jesus says, no, he's angry because of the hardness of their heart and how they've used somebody. You know, righteous anger mirrors the way God is angry, right? I mean, we look at it in Exodus, it says the Lord descended in a cloud, and it says the Lord was merciful and gracious, slow to anger, but then the anger of the Lord becomes real. How does God think of himself? Well, he thinks of himself, what language he used to describe himself, is abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. But God gets angry, and when he gets angry, well, it's a righteous and a holy anger. The challenge is, most Christians I know, they get more angry than they get righteous. And they get more angry than they get more filled with love and concern and compassion. And I think both are there, so I'm not anti-anger. I'm anti-outrage. Outrage doesn't really look like anger. Outrage looks like something that we're just flying off the handle. And I don't think that honors God. And I would say, too, Scott, this is one thing that's key. People keep telling me that they love the title, Christians in the Age of Outrage. I didn't come up with it. Tyndale did. So you know why? Because people see that there's so much outrage out there. So they already know 78% of evangelicals express high levels of concern about the lack of civility in the public discussion of social issues. So people already know there's outrage. The question is, what should we do about it?
Well, what did you find through that research? I mean, you teach at a college. You see it happening at the student level. Then you see it in the political world.
Yeah, I think it comes back to how will our worldview be shaped? And, you know, for some people, they're being, again, discipled by their cable news channel. They're being shaped by their social media feed. And I think instead we need to call for people to be shaped by their biblical community in their churches. And there are small groups where the writer of Hebrews says to provoke one another to love and good deeds. So they're doing that, and they're being changed and shaped. Someone in our lives, someone who says to us, hey, maybe that's not the best thing for you to say on social media. It's not going to be with electrons and avatars like on social media. It's going to be with feet and faces. And so in real community with other people, and some of the great examples we get to give in the book is we talk a lot about how Christians have actually gone through that and build bridges with people who deeply disagree with them, who may be on the other side of social issues or the other side of, well, 100 other different things too. But in doing so, and they looked like Jesus, who went and dined with tax collectors and sinners and surprised people with the kind of people he hung around with. And I think that's the kind of people we can be too.
Well, we're talking to author Ed Stetzer today at SOS Radio, and his new book, it's out. It's called Christians in the Age of Outrage. Thanks for sharing with us today, Ed.
Thank you, Scott, for having me.
You're clear to go.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion, give it a 5-star rating in your app store.
The way the technology works, your ratings really help spread the word.